Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kendi. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. For those who have not visited the Sandpoint Nature Preserve Trail System in a long time will find doing so is easier now. The Saginaw Basin Land Conservatory installed a new boardwalk to replace an existing one in the preserve because it was showing its age. The 400-foot-long boardwalk is along the 5-mile-long trail system, which makes it easier for visitors to get to the interior of the property. The preserve covers over 200 acres and has 5 miles of trails. Sandpoint Nature Preserve. It is the most biologically diverse site along the Saginaw Bay shoreline, with nearly 200 species of birds recorded there. And a Port Huron woman has been sentenced to prison after pleading guilty to multiple felony charges, including child abuse, criminal sexual conduct, and child sexual exploitation. 30-year-old Kelly Marie Burson was sentenced Monday in St. Clair County Circuit Court. Under a plea agreement, she admitted to first-degree child abuse, aggravated child sexually abusive activity, and second-degree criminal sexual conduct. Under the plea agreement involving a child under 13 and distributing child sexually abusive material, a charge of using a computer to commit a crime was dismissed as part of the agreement. The court sentenced Burson to prison terms ranging from 56 months to 25 years, with all sentences to be served at the same time. Her longest concurrent sentence is 11 to 25 years. She also received credit for 172 days already served and was ordered to have no contact with the victim. Michigan State Police say the case began after investigators traced the online distribution of child sexually abusive material to Burson. Evidence gathered during the investigation led to her arrest. The investigation was conducted by the Michigan State Police Computer Crimes Unit and the Internet Crimes Against Children's Task Force. When we come back from this Bresky Siding and Building Repair sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
Call Bresky Siding and Building Repair for your new roof, roof repair, or leak detection.
This is Derek Bresky, your roofing specialist from Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair. Most people think replacing their old worn-out roof is expensive and are afraid of rising costs. Call me for a free roof inspection and let me show you what Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair have to offer. With over 40 years experience, I will personally come and inspect your roof. Trust me to give you a roof you can afford, including a top-of-the-line quality shingle.
Call my dad at 989-529-8167.
That's right, Ayana. Call our dad today at Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair, a company you can trust.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, continuing with our local news. Responding to a structure fire can be dangerous not only to residents, firefighters, but also to the department's fire department or equipment. When the Imlay City Fire Department responded along with 10 other departments to a blaze at a pallet company in Goodland Township, some of its equipment sustained damage. The department's ladder truck sustained damage from the excessive heat from the incident. The damaged truck was taken to a company for repairs. It is expected to return to service shortly, with the cost of the damage repairs covered by insurance. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kendi. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts.